You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
And when I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
We're on to Cincinnati.
It's my team. It's my quarterback.
They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Hello? You play to win the game.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Playoffs? You kidding me?
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
How can you not be romantic about football, man?
Hello, my beautiful little turkeys. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy wearing sweatpants all day. There's really nothing worse than the day after Thanksgiving. Like, you're just questioning everything that you've just put into your body. If you're anything like my family, you've probably had a lot of beverages the night before. You're on the couch. It's nothing good. Is there any football on Friday?
College.
You just, I guess, but you're probably footballed out by the time Friday rolls around. But there's a couple things to look forward to. Okay. You got the post Thanksgiving sandwich, which we've already talked about on the show. If you don't have cranberry on your post Thanksgiving sandwich, you're not having Thanksgiving leftovers. Okay. That's a must. That is a must have on the rolls. That's the key, is you got to take some rolls from the night before. This is what I always listen. When you're in a household with three older brothers, you learn where to hide food. Okay. My mom used to come home with groceries. I had a little stash. I had a little corner that I used to put all the good stuff in that my brothers couldn't see. The night before, you got to take a couple rolls. Okay. So people don't finish them off. Put them in a nice little Ziploc bag. Hide them under your pillow. Keep them nice and toasty. And then you bring those rolls out the next day. And then you have your Thanksgiving sandwich. But that's not all. Okay. Friday's not totally lost. Okay. There's something special going on. Justin, roll it.
Attention shoppers. Happy Black Friday. It's time to come on down to Bonetta's Bargain Barn Black Friday Blast Off. 100% off all of these products. All proceeds go to the staff of Benched with Bonetta.
Okay, it's Black Friday, and there are a bunch of hot deals today, folks. We're going through a couple of them. Justin, you tell me if this is something that you would purchase, okay? This first one will be, it's news for us today. By the time Friday rolls around, these might be all gone. Zach Wilson jerseys. They're just handing them out for free. Zach Wilson's benched. He is benched. He is gone. I don't know why anyone is shocked. Okay, he made those like icky comments about the defense, and now he's gone. And apparently the meeting was very sad. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but he said, why me? I don't know. Maybe because you just threw your entire team under the bus. Perhaps that's why Zach Wilson jersey's out of there. Are you cashing on these? Do you think he's going to come back?
I mean, if they're 100% free, I will take one. But honestly, it might just be something that you have to like put a different name over the back of the same number in a few years because I don't know how long he's going to be in New York.
Ooh, interesting. Spicy. Okay, next up, Kirk Cousins stock. There was a lot of people on this network that was buying in on Kirk Cousins at the beginning of the season. Kirk Cousins MVP. Kirk Cousins all the way. You like that? Are we still feeling this way after just the complete blowout that just happened? But then the week before we had Justin Jefferson. So maybe we're buying low and we're going to cash in a little bit later. Are you buying this stock right now?
You like that? You like that?
I am buying low on the Kirk Cousins stock. I think last week was a little blip in the radar for the Vikings.
Weird situation.
Yeah.
Weird game. I'm with you. You don't have a moment like Justin Jefferson's catch. And then you have a little bit of like, maybe they were just riding high on the ego. The chains started to feel a little heavy for Kirk Cousins. Okay. He was feeling too good. And the Cowboys were like, oh, hello. It is us.
Plus,
he played
so well yesterday on Thanksgiving against the Patriots, or he played so terrible yesterday against. I mean, we don't know. We're recording this before.
We'll use whatever happens. Aaron Rodgers fun tea. Okay, I wonder if he's walking back all of these claims that he like had this like beautiful awakening in the summer. He was drinking ayahuasca. He was doing his yoga. That's not working out so much. I actually think I'm selling the Aaron Rodgers fun tea that I once bought. I'm getting rid of all of it. So there's a Black Friday sale there from me. Buy it from me. Okay. Buy it from the store. Buy it from me. I'm getting rid of it. What about you?
I am all out on anything to do with
Rodgers.
We're out.
We're done.
No, yeah. Thank you for Rodgers.
Tom and Giselle together forever graphic tees. We're just going to donate these. We don't even want your money for these. We're going to donate them. That's just sad.
Giveaway.
The Rams as a whole, we're selling the Rams as a whole pretty cheap, by the way, pretty cheap. Matt Stafford entered a concussion protocol once again. I'm assuming he is not going to be playing by the time that you guys are listening to this. Cooper Kupp is out for weeks. He's having surgery. The defense is not what the defense usually is. Well, I'm out on this Rams team. They're supposed to play the Chiefs this weekend. Okay. This game, Rams Chiefs, is always like, oh my goodness, invite the friends over, pour a couple of bevies, because this is going to be one to enjoy. It's not this year. I'm not excited about this game at all.
Yeah. I think we'll get to it when we get there, but this might be the biggest spread I've seen all season. Potentially.
It's Sean McVay's biggest spread since he has been with the Rams.
Wow. I think the Rams may be just like done as a fun team for, you know, they're going to potentially hit this purgatory. Do you think Sean McVay and or Aaron Donald regret not retiring in the offseason?
Here's the thing. And it happens so often. People win a Super Bowl and I just wish, you know, you've got the devil and the angel on your side. I wish the angel was just a little bit louder. And it's like, just let it go. Ride the wave. Retire on the ultimate high. Tom Brady could have done that.
Right.
Tom Brady would be so much higher in my books if he went from the Patriots to the Bucks, won a Super Bowl, got pretty toasty at the after party, throw in the trophy, and that was it. That's all that he would. Who
He'd
knows
still
what his
be
life
married.
Would be like? Who knows what his life would be like? But that's the thing. You got to get out high or else you're Matt Stafford. You're entering concussion protocol. The Rams are awful. Sean McVay just turned down millions and trillions of dollars to do television, which I'm sure will still be there waiting for him. But I'm getting rid of the Rams. How about this? This could be interesting. What about the Seahawks January Cabo tickets that they purchased back in September? Do you think would you buy into that? Or do you think that they're going to be need to get rid of these?
I think they will need to get rid of them, so we should jump on this discount while we can, take a trip to Cabo in January while the Seahawks are playing football, playoff football.
Yeah, baby! Yeah. Gino! Okay, are you buying these? Hot takes about Cooper Rush being the Cowboys' starting quarterback, because those are selling off the shelf. People are selling these. People are embarrassed that they even owned these in the first place. Were you an owner of one of these takes?
I may have jokingly said that Cooper Rush's record compared to Dak Prescott's record as a starter this year when Dak was like, what, 0-1 or 0-2 or whatever.
Yeah,
it was.
But you were joking, of course.
But I was joking.
It was,
obviously.
It was just
I have Dak on my fantasy team. I was waiting patiently for him to come back, and now I'm flourishing. So, yes.
Okay, and then another thing that's happening at the Bargain Bin, Bargain Barn, what did we call it? Black Friday blast stuff. They're just getting rid of Danger Witches. The Danger Witches have expired. They're getting rid of them. I'm not buying anything that Russell Wilson has. I'm not buying it now. I'm not buying it next year. I'm not buying it the year after. I don't want it. I never have. No, thank you.
They're not even on the Subway like menu. You have to like piece it together yourself now. You can't even just walk into Subway and order it. So
I will tell you, when I was in London and I was doing my like little Russell Wilson bit, I went into Subway and tried to film a video of me. I was so embarrassed. This is like one of the more humiliating things that I've ever put myself into. I went up to the counter and I said, could I get a Danger Witch, please? And they were like, what? A Danger Witch, Russell Wilson sandwich. Do you guys sell those? And they're like, I've not even heard about that. And I was like, okay. And I did the walk of shame back to my hotel, and I hated every single second of it. Please let us know what you think should be on sale. What are you buying low? What are you buying high? All of those fun things. Coming up after the break, we are going through some game picks. We've got four of the biggest underdogs this weekend, and we're going to tell you if they have a chance of survival after this. Don't go anywhere.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Look at your neighbor and say, secure the bag.
Hey, welcome back. Okay, we are picking some games. Listen, there are four games with some pretty big lines this week, pretty big underdogs. But before we get into picking those, let's do some records here. I'm 27-27, which I'm not proud of. Okay, but just so we all know, I'm like sticking my neck out for some of these teams. Okay, I'm picking with my heart instead of my head. Okay, I'm making some bold predictions. Y'all are just going with the favorites all the time. That should be noted. Well, I'm 27-27. Mohan is 33-21, which is excellent. And you're 34-20.
Not bad.
Get it, Graver. Good for you.
Thanks.
Okay, let's see if we can keep this thing going.
Yeah, we'll see.
Like I said, four games, pretty big lines. Obviously, this isn't the most exciting to just like pick chalky, but like the question is, can these teams be in the game? Because the I don't know if you guys have looked at the slate this weekend, but there's some interesting matchups. So I think that this could be fun to talk about. First up, Dolphins are a 13.5 point favorite against the Texans. These lines might change a little bit by the time the show comes out, but this is what they are on Wednesday when we're recording. Davis Mills is benched. Okay, I've seen some very funny neck jokes so far. I believe Mina Kimes said neck gen stats, which I had a giggle at.
That's
okay,
good.
RIP, the gigantic neck. Kyle Allen is going to be starting for the Texans. The last few games, I think I'm going Dolphins here. Okay, the Texans have been pretty terrible. The last few games for the Dolphins, they have been putting up like 30 plus. I don't think that the Texans can compete with this offense, especially with Kyle Allen. I don't really know what he's going to look like fully in this week at this time. So I am going Dolphins will cover 13.5. What do you think?
I understand why you would pick that. And I do think this has blowout potential, but two things. One, the Dolphins defense hasn't been great this year, even with all these 30 point wins. They allowed 30 one of those weeks. They allowed 27 to the Lions one of those weeks. Last game against Cleveland was their only win this season by more than 13.5 points. So, yeah, the Texans are terrible. But there's always something weird that happens when you change quarterbacks, which, you know, the Dolphins don't have any film on Kyle Allen in the Texans system. Houston should be able to run the ball decently well with Damian Pierce, and they just picked up Eno Benjamin, who gives them a receiving threat out of the backfield. I don't necessarily expect it to be a close game, but I could see like a backdoor cover where Miami is winning by two touchdowns late and Houston goes down and gets some
and
points.
Somebody comes back in the game.
So I'm picking
Houston. I agree with
you.
I was looking at the Texans the last few games. They've put up 10 against the Commanders, 16 against the Giants, 17 against the Eagles. So they obviously needed to make a change. And I agree with you. Sometimes a new quarterback can like spark that confidence, but I'm really curious to see what happens in this game. What's Mohan going with?
Mohan has Miami covering the 13.5.
Hockey. Okay, cool. I'm going Miami minus 13.5. Okay, Chiefs minus 15.5 versus the Rams. This is what we were talking about earlier. I remember a Thursday night football game, and this is kind of like what made me fall in love with football, because I've only been covering football for a couple of years, and this was the first year that I was really covering it, and there was a Thursday night football game, Rams Chiefs, and it was insane. It was like the defense took the dang day off. It was just touchdown after touchdown after touchdown after touchdown. It was so fun. It was like beginning of the season, and I was at a bar, and everyone was just crowded around the TV. Like, this game didn't mean anything, but it was just so much fun to watch. This is usually a game that we get up for. Chiefs-Rams, are you kidding me? It is not that this year at all. The Rams are having the biggest Super Bowl winner hangover, which doesn't usually happen. It's usually the loser of the Super Bowl that has a hangover. Matthew Stafford just entered concussion protocol, like I was saying earlier. You've got no Cooper Kupp. The defense has been not the defense that we would expect with Aaron Donald. I am going Chiefs to cover this gigantic number. This is the biggest underdog that Sean McVay has been with the Rams, which is crazy. I don't think that he comes back and beats the Chiefs or even gets close.
This is such a hard game to pick because the Chiefs are probably the best team in football right now. The Rams look like they don't look like a team that just won the Super Bowl by any means. You got Bryce Perkins, whoever that is, starting at quarterback in this game. I'm taking Kansas City to cover. Mohan is too. You are too. But I don't feel great about it because it's just so many points. It's too many points, but I'm still taking the Chiefs.
it's a lot. And we could see like something happen like we were just talking about with the Texans. Bryce Perkins, he's not even, by the way, he's not even like second QB. He's not even the backup quarterback. He's the backup quarterback. Right. John Wolford is also questionable. I don't think that he's going to be playing. So Bryce Perkins is most likely the one that's going to be in there. I don't know. Weird things happen all the time, especially with the Chiefs. Sometimes I feel like they succumb to like weird games.
Yeah.
You never know, but I just don't see this happening with this Rams team right now. But I'd be, listen, I'm in. I'm all the way in. If they're able to compete with the Chiefs, that is a fun storyline and situation. Okay, up next, 49ers -9.5 versus the Saints. Listen, since Christian McCaffrey joined, they are 3-1. They are cooking most of their opponents. I think that they've put up 30 in those four games twice, against the Rams and against the Cardinals. And the Saints have a very bad rushing defense. And by the way, I looked at this stat today in our research packet. 49ers have the first overall defense right now. And I don't know if you guys saw this clip when they played the Chargers. Nick Bosa was just like calm, cool, and collected on the sideline. He's like, oh, I just want to sack the quarterback, man. That's all I want. That's all. This is kind of a little scary. I'm going 49ers covering. They're just so much fun on offense right now. Also, they're just, I don't know if you saw this today, Graver. They're just calling people out.
Yeah.
Charvarius Ward, I believe, called DeAndre Hopkins steroid boy.
Yeah.
Like, they don't even care about anything anymore. They're not scared of anything. They're just going for it. 49ers all the way, baby. What are you taking?
Yeah, you said they were 3-1 since acquiring McCaffrey. That one loss was to the Red Hot Chiefs, so you almost don't even hold it against them.
Right.
I am taking the Niners in a blowout as well. I think their defense is just going to suffocate New Orleans, who is struggling right now. And Mohan agrees. We're sweeping the Niners. So if we're just tracking this so far, you don't think any of these underdogs can keep up yet?
I'm going all favorites so far. I am going all favorites. I do not. Listen, like I said, I'm 27-27. I can't just keep on going with my heart. Okay, I got to start looking at the numbers. I can't just keep on giving charity picks, which is what I've been doing. And then finally, listen, this is where it changes. We've got Eagles -7, a full touchdown versus the Packers. The Eagles have had a couple of shaky games. They obviously lost to the Commanders, which ruined their perfect record. And then they only won by 1 point against Jeff Saturday's Colts last weekend. I think the Packers are so desperate at this point in time. I think that they, A, could perhaps perchance win, but B, I think that they cover. I think they cover this 7 and they keep it close. What are you going with?
I am with you again. I really just agree. Like, the Packers, yeah, they've been struggling to win games, but they've been in most of these games that they're losing. So a 7-point spread against an Eagles team that hasn't really been dominant like they were early in the year lately. They've had to come from behind a couple times, or they failed to come from behind 2 weeks ago. I think that you're right. The Packers will keep this close enough. They'll have a shot to win at the end, I think, and it'll just be like whoever maybe has the ball last or whoever can get the last stop is going to be the team that comes out on top.
I also feel like we saw some really like uncharacteristic plays from Aaron Rodgers on Thursday Night Football last week where he was just like chucking it to nobody. Like, that's not Aaron Rodgers. That's not what we're usually seeing from him. And he took ownership for it. And he said, that was my bad. Like, we're so used to him throwing players under the bus, being like, the guys weren't where they needed to be. Some of these guys shouldn't even be out there. They should be on the bench. We should be starting different people. He took ownership from that. I don't think we're going to see that again. I think he's going to be like, oh, that was super yucky for me. I need to get my game right. I don't know. I could see kind of Packers getting back on track here. What's Mohan going with?
Mohan also has Packers to cover the 7. Yeah, Rodgers was 1 of 7 under pressure last week for 3 or 4 yards, something like that.
Weird.
Uncharacteristic for him. He usually is pretty good at handling pressure. He was just like throwing a lot of balls in the dirt when he was under pressure last week, and it was, I don't know, it was a weird game for him. Thursday nights are weird games. This one should be a little better. And I think this is on Sunday Night Football, right? Yeah, this is Sunday night. So
this is the game of the week, baby. Game of the week. It's definitely going to be interesting. I'm definitely paying very close attention to this game. Okay, coming up after the break, best thing, worst thing I saw all Thanksgiving week. Don't go anywhere.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdrawals about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
He's the best.
Okay, we're going to start with the best thing that I saw this week. Bills, it is over for you guys. You're done. You're playing the Lions this week. And I know it's so cute. You guys are like sharing and caring and loving. And the Lions gave you their stadium to play in. The Bills sent the Lions. This is a mistake. This is from the Lions. This is their tweet. Thanks for sending over breakfast this morning, Buffalo Bills. And it's just a bunch of cases of Tim Hortons. Guys, you don't know what Tim Hortons does to a person. Lions by 1,000. I think that this is really cute that they're sharing and they're caring and they've got like a relationship. I'm kind of not that into it. I want petty. I want fighting. I want Detroit Lions to. If I was their social media manager, I would be like, oh, the Bills sent us over some donuts. Let's throw them in the trash and be like, oh, thanks for your gift. See you on the field, suckers. This really makes me miss home and my little Timbits. And Lions by 1,000. You heard it here first. Okay, worst thing that I saw. I think I mentioned this earlier this week, just OBJ trying to figure out where he's going to go. We're just putting it all out there now. The Cowboys tweeted, it is your move, OBJ. And it's a picture of, I think, who is that? Is that Dak or is that Micah? I don't know who the picture is. It's Dak shaking hands with OBJ. They look like they're having a nice old time. Listen, just decide where you're going to go. And if you're going to do this stuff on social media, make it more fun. start calling out other teams. Everyone's going to be like, oh, this week, it's Giants Cowboys play, right? It's the, oh, it's the OBJ Bowl. Where is he going to go? Get out of here. Make it fun. I know I was out on like the announcement, or what did LeBron do? The decision. I know I was out on it earlier in the week, but if we're going to do it, you know, be petty, call out other teams, make videos, like tourism videos of like, here, OBJ. I just came up with a sketch idea. Here, OBJ, welcome to our city. This is what you could enjoy.
Like, no, a campus OBJ, visit, like a here. College recruit.
Exactly. If you're going to do it, make it campy, make it fun, make it dumb. Okay, that is it, everybody. We hope that you had a great Thanksgiving. Hop on those Black Friday sales. Tell us what you're into. And make sure you are leaving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, because we're special and we deserve it. NFL Plus is here, by the way, which means no matter where you are, this is how you football. Go to plus.nfl.com and sign up now. Don't forget to subscribe to our show. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at bench_pod to see all of the things that we are talking about. And we will be back on Tuesday with Kyle Brandt to break down the weekend of games. I love you guys. Happy turkey. I hope you're enjoying your leftovers, and I will see you next week. Bye.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.